And Albert, I can vouch for the smoke and the haze. It is thick. This is from the Alameda fire in southern Oregon. We're in Ashland, and this is what's left of a Burger King. I actually grew up just south of here and may have come here while I was in high school. Now, this fire from Ashland, it moved fast to the north. It nearly wiped out the town of Talent, as well as the town of Phoenix, just to the north. Aerial views of these communities show widespread devastation, entire neighborhoods wiped out and still off limits to the thousands who had to evacuate suddenly on Tuesday. More than 600 structures are gone. Today, the Jackson County Sheriff confirmed two points of origin to the fire that day, both of them suspicious, and one involves the death of a man due to a fire, a possible case of homicide on the north side of Ashland. At the second point of origin in Phoenix, a 41-year-old homeless man is facing two counts of arson after a witness spotted him setting a fire near homes. The losses are hard to take for the entire community, including many first responders.
This is an extremely heartbreaking situation for everybody involved. Our law enforcement community, our fire community, they all live here. We have people have come in now. They're all members of this community. Some have experienced losses of their own personal property, and they're still working here to help the rest of the community. It's extremely heartbreaking for everybody involved.
I didn't have insurance. I lost my home for me and my three children, the only home that's ever been in my own name. I owned it. I didn't have it insured. I'm a low-income mom who is paying a space rent of under $500 a month, and you just don't find that anywhere.
Now, hundreds of the newly homeless are now at the Jackson County Expo grounds, where an army of volunteers are helping with supplies, housing, and insurance claims. Today, authorities downsized the level 3 evacuation zone so residents are able to repopulate in some areas. Now, the weather has been cooperating a bit more, so the Alameda fire, firefighters have been able to at least stop it from moving, but it is only 20% contained. Again, we're in Ashland. This is what's left of a Burger King. And Joe and Marnie, you know I grew up in this area. I competed in gymnastics in Talent and Phoenix, so I think our team stopped at this Burger King back in the day. But if we pan up, you can see the sun. Sort of. The smoke and the haze just masking the sun, and it's just that orange glow in the sky. But everywhere you go in Oregon, it's just this white haze, and wow, it smells like fire. And even the smoke is drifting into a lot of buildings, so any buildings with, you know, any expansive areas are filled with smoke inside as well. So quite a heartbreaking situation here in southern Oregon. We're live in Ashland. Nancy Liu, News Nation.